This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel, and minimize logistic cost. The first project involves the doubling of the railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksol, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga, as well as the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section covering 256 kilometers. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas, facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains, resulting in the socio-economic growth of the region. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the CCEA has also approved the construction of a new line between Erupalam and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometers. The projects will generate direct employment for about 106 lakh human days. Union Cabinet has approved setting up of 1,000 crore rupees venture capital fund dedicated to the space sector. The deployment period of the proposed venture capital fund is planned to be up to 5 years from the actual date of start of the fund operations. The average deployment amount could be 150 to 250 crore rupees per year. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today to take part in the 7th intergovernmental consultations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. The two leaders will hold talks to discuss enhanced security defense cooperation and deeper economic cooperation between the two nations. They will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Severe cyclonic storm Dana, formed over the east central bay of Bengal, is heading towards the Odisha and the West Bengal coast. The cyclone will cross between Puri in Odisha and Sagar Island in West Bengal and is likely to make a landfall somewhere between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra along the Odisha coast tonight. The Met Department has predicted wind speeds of 100 to 120 km per hour during the cyclone's landfall and said the landfall process will continue till early morning tomorrow with widespread impact on the region. The weather agency has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over several districts of West Bengal and Odisha today due to Cyclone Dana. DG of Meteorology at IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, informed Akashvani News that rainfall has already commenced over the region, which will gradually increase in the next 24 hours. The West Bengal government is also taking all precautionary measures to save life and property. All air services to and from Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar in Odisha have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning, while a large number of passenger trains have also been cancelled. NTRF DIG Mohsin Shahidi told media in New Delhi that it is expected that the Bhadrak district of Odisha will be affected the most, along with 10 other coastal districts of the state. The BJP has released the list of its candidates for the upcoming by-elections to the assembly seat in Rajasthan and 7 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh. The party has fielded Karilal Nanoma from Chaurasi seat in Rajasthan, while Sanjeev Sharma will contest from Ghaziabad seat. In wrestling, India's Vishwajit Ramchandra More bagged bronze medal at the Under-23 World Championship at Tirana in Albania today. More defeated Adam Ulbashe 14-10 in men's 55kg Greco-Roman category. This is India's first medal in the championship. Kohei Yamagiwa of Japan shared the bronze with More. In men's cricket, New Zealand were all out for 259 in their first innings against India on the first day of the second test match in Pune. All-rounder Washington Sundar picked his maiden 5-wicket haul to help India script a remarkable turnaround against the visitors. And in women's cricket, the first one-day international of the three-match series between India and New Zealand is underway in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat first, India were 183 for 6 in 34 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.